Forgive me, Father, for I've sinned. It has been too long since my last confession. I can't believe I'm doing this. I've done so many, many things, bad things. I'm not sure if I can be saved. I've always enjoyed the attention of men, and I've never struggled to get as much as I wanted. It started out as wearing a new sweater, playing with my hair, a touch of perfume between my thighs. It was all so innocent at first. Then, I don't know, something happened. The smiles, the stares. I needed more, so I pushed myself. I remember the first time I got down on my knees for a man. It was a truly religious experience, if you don't mind the comparison, Father. I felt so humbled and yet so revered looking up at him, sacrificing my air for his pleasure, determined to get more of his shaft down my throat, no matter how much I gagged, or how much my tears stung my eyes and smeared my makeup. It wasn't until he blessed me with his warm streams of sticky seed was I satisfied, for the moment anyway. I was consumed with this burning desire to chase the high of those first sexual experiences, so I had to do more, go deeper. It was all I could think about. No matter how much I abused myself, every muscle and nerve between my thighs throbbed constantly, needing to be pushed further, fucked harder, and come as much as possible. For a while, I spent a lot of time fucking and sucking boring, mediocre men, some married, some old, some students. It was fun for a little while, but it wasn't long before I grew bored and dissatisfied. Still, I needed more. Then, I found this club. It scared me at first. Everything was so strange, dark, and full of secrets. Once you discovered a secret, you'd be so frightened you'd almost want to run. But something always kept you there. I was overwhelmed. There was such energy, such electricity there. The smell of leather and sex filled the air. The moans and screams. Oh, God, how they screamed. I love their screams. I envied them. I needed them for myself. Then came the pain. The delicious, erotic pain of their implements striking across my skin, but somehow causing my sex to engorge and tighten until those coveted screams were mine. Masters at the club became my gods. The sting of their whips cleansed me. Their cum baptized me. They adorned me with ropes and hung me like a chandelier. I was whatever they said I was. Little girl, kitten, baby, slut, whore, bimbo, fuck doll, cunt. I have to confess something else, Father. I loved every moment of it. I felt no shame, and nor do I now. I've never come so hard in my life.